Valerian liked pain, he says. Anyone's. Mine, even. I knew he wanted to hurt you.
He pauses, seeming to actually have heard his own words.
And he had. I thought he'd be satisfied with that.
It never occurred to me to wonder what it was like to be Valerian's friend. It sounds like it wasn't so different from being his enemy. So it doesn't matter that Valerian wanted to hurt me, I ask? So long as he wasn't going to kill me.
You have to admit, being alive is better.
Cardan returns, that faintly amused tone back in his voice. I put both of my hands on the desk. Just tell me why you hate me, once and for all. His long fingers smooth over the wood of Dane's desk.
You really want honesty?
I am the one with the crossbow, not shooting you because you promised me answers. What do you think?
Very well.
He fixes me with a spiteful look.
I hate you. Because your father loves you, even though you're a human brat born to his unfaithful wife. While mine never cared for me, though I am a prince of faerie. I hate you because you don't have a brother who beats you. And I hate you because Locke used you and your sister to make Nikasia cry after he stole her from me. Besides which, after the tournament, Baelkin never failed to throw you in my face as the mortal who could best me.
I didn't think Baelkin even knew who I was. We stare at each other across the desk. Lounging in the chair, Cardan looks every bit the wicked prince. I wonder if he expects to be shot. Is that all? I demand. Because it's ridiculous. You can't be jealous of me. You don't have to live at the sufferance of the same person who murdered your parents. You don't have to stay angry, because if you don't, there's a bottomless well of fear ready to open up under you. I stop speaking abruptly, surprised at myself. I said I wasn't going to be charmed, but I let him trick me into opening up to him. As I think that, Cardan's smile turns into a more familiar sneer.
Oh, really? I don't know about being angry. I don't know about being afraid. You're not the one bargaining for your life.
That's really why you hate me, I demand. Only that? There's no better reason? For a moment, I think he's ignoring me. But then I realize he's not answering because he can't lie. And he doesn't want to tell me the truth. Well, I say, lifting the crossbow again, glad to have a reason to reassert my position as the person in charge. Tell me. He leans in and closes his eyes.
Most of all, I hate you because I think of you. Often. It's disgusting, and I can't stop.